Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
You can feel the heat of New Orleans before you even see it. A living thing that seeps into your pores and sticks there like it's trying to own you. That's where my story begins. Not just the haunting, but everything that made me the kind of person who could feel a haunting before it ever showed itself. I grew up in a shotgun-sized house off a cracked road where the streetlights hummed louder than the neighbors talked. Mom was barely out of high school, mean when she was scared, and she was scared a lot. She'd already made one bad choice in a man, and husband number two was worse, a walking hangover with a temper that could clear a room. He was the kind of man the bayou itself might spit out, red-faced, drunk most nights, talking about respect while breaking whatever he could reach. The kind of man who made you wish you could melt into the wallpaper. And me? I was the little girl who learned how to breathe without making a sound. The house wasn't much. Peeling paint, sagging porch, the smell of mildew and whiskey soaked into the walls. But what I remember most isn't what I could see, it's what I felt. Like the air inside was alive and listening. Looking back, it makes sense. You cram that much fear, shame, and violence into four thin walls. Something's bound to feed on it. Maybe not human. Maybe never human at all. My first memory of the paranormal didn't start with something I saw. It started with the sound of my own name. I was 6, maybe 7, sitting cross-legged on the floor, coloring quietly, while the grown-ups argued in the next room. And then, clear as day but whispered like a secret, came, "Mary." Then another voice, same whisper, same name, overlapping, echoing, until it sounded like a dozen versions of me being called from every corner. I froze. I remember the way the crayon slipped from my fingers and rolled under the couch. The voices stopped. It was terrifying, yes, but still not as terrifying as the man snoring drunk in the other room. So I just accepted it, added it to the list of things that were wrong with our house. A few weeks later came the small things. Buttons flicked across the room, a marble that hit my back when I was alone, the sound of something tapping the window when nothing was there. Harmless, almost playful, but strange. I didn't tell my mother. She wouldn't have believed me, and even if she had, it would have just turned into one more reason to yell. Silence kept me safe, but the house wasn't done testing me. One sticky summer night, long after the drunks had passed out, I was sitting on the couch reading a library book. Something about Madame Curie, I think. I liked stories about women who built themselves out of fire and stubbornness. Women who didn't need saving. I remember how the words blurred on the page for a second, how my eyes lifted without meaning to. And that's when I saw him. A man, not quite solid. Standing in the hallway like he just stepped through a wall he wasn't supposed to. He had large, almost exaggerated eyes and a mess of blonde hair that looked like static, a plain t-shirt, shorts, bare feet. He looked as confused to see me as I was to see him. My mouth fell open, but nothing came out. Not a sound. He tilted his head, curious, then turned and walked down the hall toward the bathroom. Just casual, like he lived there. I sat frozen, my heart trying to hammer its way out of my chest. I didn't dare look again. I told myself I imagined it. I went back to my book and pretended to read. But curiosity wins over fear when you're a child. So I looked up again, and there he was, still in the bathroom, except this time only his head and hands were visible, peeking around the doorframe, watching me, those big eyes wide and almost frightened. That's when I found my scream. I shrieked until my throat burned, and the figure reacted exactly like a startled human, jumped straight up, landed in midair like gravity forgot him, and sprinted down the hallway through the coat closet door. Gone. By the time my mother and her husband stumbled out of their bedroom, I was sobbing so hard I couldn't speak. I told them everything. They laughed, told me to stop with the ghost nonsense, and went back to bed. The sound of their door closing might have been the loneliest sound I've ever heard. Weeks passed. I didn't see the man again, but I could feel him. That sense of being watched never left. Then one afternoon, our elderly neighbor, a sweet old woman who always smelled like powder and peppermint, called me over to her porch. She said she'd lost her husband right before we moved in. "He still visits me sometimes," she said softly, eyes unfocused. "Doesn't mean harm, just likes to check in." I smiled politely, trying to hide the chill crawling up my spine, because I suddenly understood who that blonde man might have been. Maybe he wasn't haunting me. Maybe he was just lost. Maybe he thought I was the intruder. But that didn't make the house any lighter. Not with the living evil that still roamed its halls. When the devil finally took my stepfather back, it came in the form of his own stupidity. Drunk driving, one curve, too sharp, a tree that didn't move. They said it was tragic. I thought it was overdue. At the funeral, everyone cried over the man who'd made our lives a waking nightmare. I stood there in a borrowed dress, listening to the preacher talk about mercy, and thought, if I could dance on his grave, I would. We buried him in his family plot deep in the woods. The kind of place where the air feels thick with secrets, where you can almost hear banjos from the next hill over. After the others walked back to the house, I stayed behind. I wanted to look at the hole in the ground that meant freedom, The casket was lowered, the dirt piled to the side. I stared at it, thinking about everything he'd taken. My childhood, my safety, even the sound of my own laughter. And I wondered if he knew, wherever he was now, that his life had meant nothing. That's when the sound of movement came from the tree line. A large black dog trotted out of the woods, ribs showing through its fur. Stray, wild, but calm. It walked right up to the edge of the grave, sniffed the casket, and lifted its leg. A long, deliberate stream splashed across the wood. I swear I laughed out loud. It was the most perfect benediction I could imagine. That dog did what I couldn't. It marked the end. When it turned to leave, it looked back at me once as if to say, "You're free now." Freedom isn't something you really feel all at once. It's not fireworks and marching bands. It's silence, the kind that used to mean danger and suddenly doesn't. After my stepfather's funeral, the world got quieter. Not peaceful, not yet, but quieter. No more slamming doors. No more shouting matches that made the walls vibrate. Just a house full of ghosts. Some dead, some alive, and some only half real. I'd survived him. But the things that lived in that house, the ones that weren't human, they didn't leave with his body. If anything, they seemed stronger now. For months, I'd catch movement in the corners. Just flickers at first, the shape of a man leaning against a doorway, the outline of someone walking past a window when no one was home. Sometimes whispers would rise up at night, soft enough that I couldn't catch the words, but close enough that I knew they were about me. They never meant harm, at least not directly. It felt more like they were drawn to something inside me. Maybe the same energy that had attracted my stepfather in the first place. Something fractured. By then, I'd started to realize something. Ghosts weren't limited to walls. You could move 1,000 miles away and still bring the haunting with you. And I did. Every house after that one had its share of visitors, shadows that lingered too long, things that moved when I wasn't looking. The kind of cold spots that feel like fingers brushing against your arm. It took me years to understand it wasn't the houses that were haunted, it was me. But hauntings don't always come to scare you. Sometimes they come to warn you. I learned that lesson in my 20s, during another one of my bad decisions in the shape of a man. He was charming in public, controlling in private, one of those, if I can't have you, no one can types. The kind that smiles when he's angry and calls it love. We were living together then, in a one-bedroom apartment that smelled like cigarettes and cheap aftershave. I told myself it wasn't as bad as my mother's marriage, but deep down, I knew better. That night started ordinary. Dinner. Tense silence. Then his sudden jealousy about some guy who'd smiled at me earlier. The usual storm brewing. I went to bed to avoid it, but he stayed up, pacing the living room, muttering under his breath. I remember the sound of ice clinking in a glass, then nothing. Until around 3 a.m., I woke up because of the smell. It hit me like a wall, strong, sweet, overwhelming. The scent of oranges so thick it was almost chemical. I could taste it. At first, I thought I was dreaming, but then I realized I was fully awake, lying on my side, facing the wall, and that's when I saw it. Across the room, towering near the ceiling, was a shape, human but not, at least 10 feet tall, black as pitch, broad shoulders, long limbs and wings, enormous wings that spread out like smoke curling through air. It didn't move. It just stood there, facing me, watching. Every instinct screamed to run, but my body refused to listen. My pulse hammered so hard I could hear it in my ears. Then out of the corner of my eye, I caught movement, right beside me. My boyfriend was standing there, still as a statue. His eyes unfocused, face blank, mouth slightly open. I froze, caught between the monster in the corner and the man beside my bed. "Hey," I whispered, barely a breath. "Do you see that?" I pointed toward the figure, but when I looked back at him, his expression didn't change. He just turned and walked out of the room, silent, mechanical. The sound of his footsteps faded down the hallway. I looked back toward the shadow. It was still there, closer now. My brain scrambled to make sense of it. A hallucination, a dream, a trick of the light. But none of that explained the smell of oranges. None of it explained how real it felt, like the air itself bent around that thing. I yanked the blanket over my head and started praying. I hadn't prayed in years, not since I was a kid hiding from my stepfather's rages, but it came back like muscle memory. Please, God, make it go away. Please, please, please. At some point, I must have passed out. When I woke up, sunlight was pouring through the blinds. The air smelled normal again. No oranges, no sulfur, nothing. The space where that thing had stood was empty. My boyfriend was gone, too. At first, I thought maybe I'd imagined everything. But the moment I walked into the living room, something in my gut twisted. There was a stillness. That same heavy silence I remembered from childhood. The kind that means something's watching. I didn't wait to find out what. I called friends, told them I needed help moving. By the end of the day, his things were on the porch. Within a week, I was gone. Out of the apartment, out of the state, out of his reach. I thought that would be the end of it. But sometimes the supernatural and the human evil start to blend until you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. A few days later, my phone rang. It was a therapist. She said my ex had given her my number, that he'd talked about me in session. "He wants you to come to therapy with him," she said carefully. "No," I told her immediately. She hesitated. "Good," she said finally. "If you see him again, run." There was something in her voice that chilled me. Something she wasn't saying. I never saw him again. But sometimes, late at night, I still catch the faintest scent of oranges. Sweet and sharp, just for a second, then gone. And I wonder, was that black-winged thing a warning or a promise? After that, I started to see patterns, like the way the paranormal seemed to arrive whenever I was in danger, like a barometer for bad decisions. Maybe it wasn't there to hurt me. Maybe it was trying to protect me. Still, protection from what? Fate? Myself? The kind of men who feed on the same fear the dead do? I'll never know. Sometimes when I'm outside tending the garden, I'll stop and watch the ants. They're oblivious, building their little empires while I stand over them, a giant with all the power in the world. They don't know who I am. They don't know that with one move, I could crush their entire civilization. And I think maybe that's what these beings are to us, the ones that slip through from whatever lies beyond the veil. They're just watching, studying, sometimes passing through, sometimes curious, sometimes cruel. Most of the time, they leave me alone. But every so often, one of them kicks over the mound just to remind me who's really in charge. I've learned a lot since that night in the apartment, that freedom isn't about running away. It's about choosing better. Choosing peace over chaos, love over control, light over the dark that hides in the familiar. Hauntings come in all shapes. Some wear faces, some wear wings, and some look just like us. There's a truth you learn slowly, the hard way, when you grow up surrounded by darkness. Not every haunting is a ghost. Sometimes it's just the echo of your own pain trying to find its way out. But sometimes, it's something else entirely. I carried both kinds with me. After leaving that apartment and the black-winged shadow behind, I swore I'd never let myself live afraid again. I'd had enough of fear to last a lifetime. But fear, it turns out, doesn't just disappear, it changes form. Sometimes it hides behind people who smile too much. Sometimes it waits quietly in the corners of every room you walk into, pretending it belongs there. Even now I can feel when the air shifts. It starts with pressure in my chest, the same way you feel a storm coming before the thunder, that old sixth sense that used to warn me when my stepfather's mood was about to turn. It's the same instinct that warns me when something unseen is nearby. I've come to realize that the dead, the real dead, they have their own gravity. They're drawn to people like me, the broken ones, the ones who grew up learning to listen for footsteps instead of laughter. Maybe they recognize their own kind of pain. Every house I've lived in since then has had its share of moments. The mirror fogging over when I'm alone, even when the air is still. The faint sound of a man's voice calling my name from another room. The lights dimming just when I think about the past. Sometimes it's comforting, like Corey's presence in that other girl's story, something protective, almost tender. Other times it feels like a warning. When it comes, I can sense the difference now. There's a quiet calm to the good ones, like a hand resting on your shoulder, in reassurance. But when it's something darker, the energy feels electric, too sharp, too interested. That's when I remember how easily these things slip in when they sense weakness. Fear feeds them, so I don't give them fear anymore. After everything, the childhood, the haunting, the loss, the wings, I started to look at my life in pieces. Who I was in that house wasn't who I had to be now. That's the thing about surviving trauma. You can keep carrying it like an anchor, or you can build something with it. For a long time, I thought I was cursed, that spirits followed me from house to house because I was marked somehow, broken open in a way that made me easy to find. But then I realized maybe I was just more tuned in. Some people spend their whole lives pretending there's nothing beyond what they can touch. I didn't get that luxury. I've seen too much. Sometimes at night when the world gets quiet, I think about that black dog at the grave. The way it looked right at me before it vanished back into the trees. I think about how that moment felt like a message. That evil, once exposed, can be mocked by something as simple as nature itself. That maybe the universe does have a sense of humor. Because it let a child who lived through hell grow up to find freedom. And then sent a stray dog to piss on the grave of the man who caused it. If that isn't cosmic poetry, I don't know what is. The hauntings never completely stopped. They probably never will. But I've learned to meet them differently now. When something moves in the corner of my eye, I don't flinch. I just say, "I see you." When the smell of oranges fills the air for no reason at all, I smile and take it as a warning, a reminder that not every darkness is invisible. And when the night feels heavy, when I catch that feeling that someone is standing just behind me, I don't panic. I stand taller because whatever's on the other side, it's watching me. And I want it to see someone who survived. I think about my mother sometimes and the house we lived in and how she clung to men like lifeboats even when they were made of stone. I wonder what kind of haunting she carried. For a long time, I hated her for keeping me in that house, for letting me be afraid of the living and the dead, but now I just pity her because she never found her freedom. Maybe that's what all of this, the ghosts, the warnings, the orange-scented shadows, has been trying to teach me, that freedom isn't given, it's earned. And sometimes the universe will send every kind of monster it can to make sure you learn how to fight for it. I used to think hauntings were curses, proof that something had gone wrong in your life. Now I'm not so sure. Maybe hauntings are teachers. They show up when you're repeating old patterns, when you're walking back into the same fire expecting not to get burned. Maybe that black figure wasn't there to hurt me that night, and maybe it was there to say, "Wake up." This is what happens when you ignore your instincts. The scent of oranges, sharp and bright, was the smell of something pure cutting through rot. A warning disguised as decay. I'll probably never know for sure. But I've made peace with not knowing. Sometimes when I walk past a mirror and catch my reflection just slightly delayed, I think of the spirits that followed me. How maybe they were never trying to scare me. Maybe they were just trying to get my attention. And I imagine one of them whispering, the way they did when I was little, my name soft in the dark. But this time it doesn't make me flinch. This time I whisper back, "I'm all right now." Because that's the real ending, isn't it? Not the exorcism, not the cleansing, not even the haunting. It's learning that the scariest things we ever meet, ghosts, monsters, men, lose their power once we stop being afraid of them. You can't change where you came from. You can't unsee what you've seen, but you can choose how it ends. So I keep the lights on some nights, but not out of fear, out of respect for the child I was, for the ghosts that followed me, for the lessons that pain can teach. And every once in a while, when I feel that familiar shift in the air, the breath of something just beyond the veil, I smile. Because I know now what it means. It's not a haunting. It's a reminder that I made it out of that house, that hell let me go, but it still remembers my name.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.